Naboth's vineyard. Naboth, the Jezreelite, that's a man who lived in Jezreel, he had a vineyard which was right next to the palace of Ahab, the king of Israel. Now, Ahab was not a good king, and he had a very bad wife called Jezebel. Ahab said to Naboth, "Give me your vineyard, because I want it, because it's near my house. In exchange, I'll give you a better vineyard, or, if you like, I'll pay you for it in money." But Naboth replied, "God forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers." You see, God had given each of the Israelites their own special piece of land that was to always be theirs in their family. And he wasn't to just sell it for money or give it away. Ahab went back to his house, to his palace, very upset and sulky and cranky because of what Naboth had said. He lay down on his bed, turned his face to the wall and wouldn't eat anything. So he had a tantrum, we could say.
Like I did.
Like you do, like we all do. So Jezebel, his wife, came in and said, "Why are you so sad? And why won't you eat?" Ahab said, "Because I asked Naboth to let me have his vineyard. I even offered money to him for it, or I offered him a better vineyard in exchange, but he wouldn't give it to me." Jezebel replied to him, "Are you not the king of Israel? Get up and be happy. I'll do it that you are given Naboth's vineyard." So she wrote some letters in Ahab's name and put his seal on them and sent them to all the nobles and the elders who lived in the city of Jezreel, where Naboth did. She wrote, "Proclaim a fast, and put Naboth high up among the people, and arrange for two wicked men to stand up and tell lies about him, and claim that he blasphemed against God and the king, and then take him out of the city and stone him with stones to death." So the elders of Jezreel did as Jezebel had told them. They proclaimed a great feast, accused Naboth of blasphemy and stoned him to death, and sent a messenger to Jezebel saying, "Naboth is dead. He has been stoned to death." When Jezebel heard that, she told Ahab, "Go and take possession of Naboth's vineyard. He wouldn't sell it to you while he was alive, and he's now dead." So Ahab went down and took possession of the vineyard of Naboth. But the word of God came to the prophet Elijah, and he went to see Ahab, who was in the vineyard, probably looking around it, admiring it. And as Elijah came, probably appearing from behind some vines, Ahab said, "Have you found me, O my enemy?" Elijah said, "I have found you, because you have given yourself to do evil in the eyes of the Lord. The Lord is going to bring evil upon you and destroy your family, and the dogs will eat your wife Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel." When Ahab heard these words, he tore his clothes, fasted, and walked very humbly in sackcloth and ashes. And God told Elijah, "Because of his humility, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days I will bring the evil I promised upon his family." Now from all that you see the importance of humility, that God said he was going to destroy Ahab because of what he did, but because Ahab was really sorry, not just saying he was sorry, but really sorry, God changed his plan for Ahab. So being humble is so important. In the world, they think being proud is important. And the other thing you learn from this is that by getting physical, material things, like in this case, the vineyard, it doesn't make you happy. Because Ahab was the king, and so he could have pretty well what he liked. He had a great life, I suppose, with all that kings have. But that still wasn't enough. He wanted even more. And even if he'd have kept Naboth's vineyard, he'd have still wanted something else. And I wonder what happened to Naboth's vineyard, whether if Ahab was really sorry, gave it back to Ahab's family. to Naboth's family. And also, you learn here how bad it is to tell lies. Those wicked men who said, "We heard Naboth cursing God and cursing the king." That wasn't true. But everyone wanted to believe it, and so they killed him. So it just shows that by making up lies about people, this is really evil. And also, Ahab let Jezebel control him. She wrote letters in the name of Ahab and put his seal on the letters. And he should have been strong. He was the man in the marriage. He should have been strong and not let his wife use his name and his seal like that. But he was weak. Now, we're all weak, and we've got to be strong in Jesus and do what is right and live by principle like Naboth did.